And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. As I said before we went to the commercial break, we do have a giveaway today. I have a single scoop ice cream cone or cup from McConnell's Fine Ice Cream in Ventura. That is at the intersection of Main Street and the entrance to the Pacific View Mall. And that will be yours if you are the second caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. Call in and win yourself a single scoop ice cream or yogurt from McConnell's Fine Ice Cream. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is learning more about ourselves. My first guest lived at the epicenter of one of the darkest days in our country's history. He showed us how to completely change our lives in 10 seconds. My next guest was going to tell us something about us as Americans. He's the author of America, The Story of Us, the companion book to the History Channel series of the same name. He'll tell us what makes us uniquely American. If you want to join in that conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Kevin Baker is a historian, a novelist, and a journalist. He was recently elected to the executive board of the Society of American Historians. He was the chief historical researcher for Harold Evans' book, The American Century, which is another book I have on my bookshelf. He's a longtime columnist for American Heritage Magazine. He and his wife live in beautiful New York City. Kevin, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me. Am I eligible for the ice cream?
You are not eligible for the ice cream, unfortunately. Friends and family of the radio station cannot be eligible. Too bad, though. You would love it. It's McConnell's ice cream. It's got 17% butter fat. It is some of the best-tasting ice cream you will ever, ever have.
Yeah, sounds great.
So, Kevin, you've written this. It's a beautiful book, and I just want to say it's beautifully printed. It's in color. It has wonderful photos in it. It's an illustrated history. And you write America, the Story of Us. So tell me, what does it mean to be an American? I mean, what historical forces really shaped us into who and what we are today?
Yeah, it's really a terrific book, may I just say first. It's really a feast for the eyes. We had Gail Buckland, our photo historian, who was also the photo historian on the American Century, just must know where every picture in the country is, and she came up with some great stuff.
Yes.
As to what it means to be an American, you know, I mean, I was struck more and more doing this how much a nation of kind of innovators and tinkerers and improvisers we are, which goes very well with the modern world. You know, you have these periods in history where you have 1,000 years, 2,000 years, where basically, you know, everybody's farming with very little change. You know, the modern world, America's really the first nation to exist solely in the modern world, where things are changing all the time. And the American people, I think their genius was adapting to this. Not only in terms of technological things, which we do a lot about in the book, you know, building skyscrapers, building railroads, et cetera, mm-hmm. but also in adapting their democracy, you know, our democracy to this, finding ways to cope with this that included huge new populations, that included huge expansions of the country.
Interesting, interesting. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody, and his book is America, The Story of Us, the companion book to the History Channel documentary of the same name. And I agree with you. Our country is defined definitely by its achievements. So what are some of the great achievements and some of the great buildings and innovations that we have had in this country?
Oh, amazing the stuff that was done. Just, you know, for instance, we go into things like, you know, how skyscrapers are built, how Andrew Carnegie took steel, which is basically just used for eating utensils when he got hold of a really good steel process, and made that into railroad tracks and made it into skyscrapers. You know, an incredible thing the modern city is, which was invented in good part in America through all these combinations of things, everything from the safety elevator to electricity to, you know, to this highly workable steel. But beyond that, I mean, I what I find amazing is just the things Americans would go through and how they coped with this world. You know, for instance, stories of like the Lowell Mill Girls. You know, Lowell was this kind of model industrial city. It was supposed to be much better than these horrible English mill cities, and it was, but it still meant having teenage girls work like, you know, 12 power looms. Massive power looms for like 12 hours a day, mm-hmm. huge noise, enormous amount of dust they were swallowing. At the same point, these young women were putting out a groundbreaking literary magazine, the Lowell Offering, that impressed Charles Dickens when he came to visit. You know, that's the sort of thing that I find an amazing American accomplishment, that people would not only invent incredible things, build incredible things, but find a way to cope and hang on to their humanity while they were doing it.
Well, that's well said. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. Now, Kevin, interestingly enough, you mentioned mill towns like Lowell. Aren't mill towns just in and of themselves something that is uniquely American? We don't see a lot of those in Europe, do we?
Yeah, well, I mean, there were, but they were not done any kind of planned basis like Lowell was. They had just kind of sprung up, places like Manchester, and they were pretty hideous. You know, there was a reason why Marx and Engels, Engels was the son of a Manchester mill owner, you know, and he saw the horrible way people were living. This is what, you know, what turned people to communism. Lowell was an effort at least, and there were many problems with it, but it was an effort at least to make things kind of more sanitary, to give these young women an education. And, you know, it didn't always work out. They were exploited as well. But it's also incredible how they took things into their own hands. They went on strike, and they took one of the more abusive mill supervisors and dunked him in the town well. You know, so it was interesting how people who lived and worked in these places took charge of them.
It's right. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. Kevin, one of the things that I found interesting in looking at the inventions that you have in the book was that, and this is one that I found was missing, and that is the human genome sequencing. That's something that is uniquely American. Of course, we discovered that here. Is it just too early to tell what that's going to lead to as far as being a world-changing event?
Yeah, I think so, and that's the problem with any history book, which is sort of the end of it, you know, when it goes to the modern day, because you're trying to anticipate everything that's going on, that's going to be going on shortly in the future and everything that's happening now. But, yeah, we could have written a whole other chapter on that. That's going to make such a difference. In the world to come.
Absolutely. In your book, America, the Story of Us, you say that we as Americans are shaped by the events that happen around us, and certainly each generation is defined by the events in their life. So let's take a look at each generation that's currently living today and kind of go through what were the events in American history that influenced their lives, and we'll start with what Tom Brokaw called the greatest generation, those people born between 1920 and 1931. What events really shaped and forged their lives?
Well, sure. You know, they were a very dramatic generation in that they went through all these really huge tests of the American spirit and ingenuity, you know, having this worldwide global depression followed by the worst war in human history was an immense, you know, an amazing test for them. You know, and that's the thing, too. Most generations of Americans seeing things change so quickly in their time, you know, that generation went from being people growing up like in the late 20s, early 30s, at a time when something like a majority, I believe, of the rural population didn't have electricity. Many of them didn't have indoor plumbing,
right?
You know, and by the time they were adults, that had changed radically, and it would you know, keep on changing.
Right. I mean, by the time that they were adults and in the majority in government, we were landing men on the moon. So they went from no potties to spaceships landing on the moon.
Yeah. That's incredible, the pace of it. You know, there's a thing in the 20s where at one point it was determined more people had cars than bathtubs in rural America. And as somebody said, told the sociologist, well, you know, you can't go to town in a bathtub, you know.
I like that. Well, obviously, they've never been in my bathtub, but that's another story for another time. All right, so that's the greatest generation between 1920 and 1931. What about the traditionals, those people born between 1932 and 1946?
Oh, well, that's kind of an interesting sort of in-between generation.
Yes.
And they come out of this whole war era. You know, they were kind of one of the more underpopulated generations because people just didn't have the money to reproduce as quickly or as rapidly as they had and as they would. You know, what they see are things like, you know, they're coming of age during the Cold War with this sort of nuclear threat hanging over their heads the whole time. They're in an America that's expanding rapidly when they're adults, you know, really changing from there. They have a lot of their parents' cautions and worries. You know, I mean, my parents were born just outside of that, born 28 and 29. You know, they always had a thing of, you know, you finish everything on your plate, you know. You know, that kind of depression era worry and all. But they grew up in a period of, became adults in a period of immense abundance and a period when America was really changing to this car culture, a lot of which, of course, you know, really transformed Southern California.
Oh, absolutely, and influenced us, Kevin. And would you say that the traditionals really hit American society at its zenith?
Yeah, you could make it. You could make a good case for that. That really the high point of American power and prosperity and strength was the 1930s to the 1980s. But it's hard to say. You know, almost every period had certain advantages and disadvantages depending on who you were. You know, like one period I like to romanticize is, you know, New York in the post-war era.
Right.
Fantastic middle-class town. You could go hear the best jazz in the world. You could go see three great ball teams. You could do all this like on a middle-class income. However, if you were, say, a person of color, you know, black or Hispanic, if you were a woman, your choices were a lot more limited in what you could do.
Not so great, yeah.
So, you know, so for many Americans, the period after 1980 was the best period.
All right. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. His book, America, The Story of Us, it's the companion piece to the History Channel series. Great conversation. And let's turn our attention to the baby boomers. And I'm going to throw you into the baby boom era. Those are people born between 46 and 64. What influenced the baby boomer generation?
Sure. And that's my era. And it's, you know, and in a way, this is things were changing so rapidly. I always feel it's something of a it's a mistake to group them all together. I mean, I know, like, you know, I was born in 58. Somebody who was born in 1946, they had maybe quite different experiences than I did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're coming into this age of kind of, we were coming to this age of kind of unprecedented freedom, unprecedented prosperity. It was amazing how cheap and easy it was to, say, go to college in this period. It's a period of great social turmoil, but also of great social progress. I mean, for America in this period to take... to enable itself to kind of accept and bring into full citizenship black people, women, gays, you know, group after group, was an incredible accomplishment, one that's really not been done to this extent by any other society in the Western world.
And Kevin, are there one or two seminal events in the baby boomer generation that helped to define the generation?
Gosh, I mean, that's hard to say. You know, I mean, of course, Vietnam, in the sense of helping to sunder a lot of trust in government, was a major event. You know, the moon landing, you know, the idea that you could get a picture of the Earth from another planet was something that, you know, I think gave a lot of people a different perspective on who we are and how we had to live together. You know, events such as this. I mean, of course, you know, and the baby boomers as adults, something like 9/11. You know, people have talked about like where you were on certain dates. For one generation, it's where you were when Franklin Roosevelt died. For another, where you were when Kennedy was shot, John Kennedy, which I remember.
Right.
You know. Things like that, but I'm sure 9/11 is going to be the same for a lot of Americans too.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. Kevin, let's turn our attention to Generation X, people born 1965 to 1970. What defines their era?
Yeah, in some ways they've had it the toughest, you know, because they're coming down from this era of immense prosperity, and it's a world that's changing, you know, not always for the better. It's for the first time that American wages and incomes for most people have stayed pretty steady or even lowered, you know. So in some ways, that idea of the American dream of constantly expanding prosperity, you know, living better than your fathers did, is something that's harder than ever to latch onto. Of course, other things have improved immensely, such as healthcare, your ability to survive certain cancers, things like that. But it's a more difficult and confusing age, I think, in many ways.
I would agree with that. And last but not least, Kevin, the millennials, people born between 1979 and 1994.
Well, they're the people who are going to have to bail us out here. So, you know, that's, you know, again, they're coming into a period where for a young person, particularly, it's very hard to, you know, to make your way in the world compared to what I experienced and probably you experienced. You know, having to, you know, go out here. I mean, more and more of these people are living with their parents. More and more of them are finding it difficult to, you know, to afford a college education. So, you know, it's a very difficult world in some ways. But there are all these things going on, like the plotting of the genome, as you say, that are going to just change our world utterly. So, you know, they may have the best of it yet.
Yeah, time will tell. Maybe it's a little too early to judge the millennials at this point. Now, looking at your book, Kevin, America, the Story of Us, an Illustrated History, I was struck by the fact that President Barack Obama wrote the foreword for your book. Now, I'm going to ask you, as a historian, to take a look at this. 2 years into his presidency, how do you think history is going to judge President Obama?
You know, that's the trouble with seeing, you know, history this close up. I mean, I'm someone who has written critically of the president. Other people have written critically of him. But the problems on his plate are so immense that it's very hard to say how this will come out. I think he's somebody who will certainly be remembered in a benevolent, benign light for having tried honestly to deal with these problems. You know, and it's so hard to judge a presidency. I mean, you look at like Bill Clinton, whose presidency was considered sort of a failure by 1994, and yet who was immensely popular and left a country with a balanced budget and rising wages when he left office in 2000. You know, presidents are so affected by what they inherit by what they have to deal with that comes along.
Very well said. I mean, if you look back at the Nixon administration, we opened up China, helped to smooth things over in the Cold War. We eventually got out of Vietnam at the same time. Internally, the country was in turmoil. So I think, yes, you do have to have a little bit of distance of time and space to judge any presidency. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. Kevin, I ask this of most of the authors that come on. What did you get out of writing the book?
I was really struck again by how incredibly people had worked in making their way through this American past that was often very, very hard. You know, the lives of Chinese American laborers, you know, being lowered in baskets to insert nitroglycerin into the Sierra Nevada rock walls and blow that open for the Transcontinental Railroad. You know, how people would deal with that, how people operated on things like whaling ships, which were these amazingly kind of democratic institutions. Everybody had some stake in what you got, some financial stake. They were multicultural. You had Indians and blacks on this as well. You know, how you would, you know, kind of put this together, get on this little boat, sail halfway across the world, you know, row up to the biggest mammal that ever lived and throw a spear out in him and hang on, you know, and how you made a profit out of that. This sort of amazing ingenuity that goes on and on. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we've always been such a great beacon, such a great attraction for people to come here from all over the world, often the most ambitious, the most industrious, the most determined people in the world. And I think that's something that's really served us well.
And I think that is truly the essence of what it means to be American. We're talking to Kevin Baker, everybody. His book, America, the Story of Us, an Illustrated History. It's just out. It's the companion piece to the History Channel series of the same name. It is a beautiful book, well-constructed, well-researched, a great gift to give at Christmas time for anybody. Kevin, thank you so much for being my guest today, and thank you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much for having me.
Take care.